Shares in multiple banks are crashing, and their trading has been stopped on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, those affected include Charles Schwab, Western Alliance, and First Alliance, with reports that the First Republic Bank has been stopped, as well as after losing 60% of its market cap today. We'll keep the list updated as this day does continue. Now, the crash is occurring just after President Biden sought to reassure Americans that their money is safe, but refused to engage with journalists after he delivered his statement.
All customers who had deposits in these banks can rest assured. I want to rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today. That includes small businesses across the country that bank there and need to make payroll, pay their bills, and stay open for business. No losses will be, and I want, this is an important point, no losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers.
Mr. President, what do you know right now about why this happened? And can you assure Americans that there won't be a ripple effect?
Do you expect other banks to fail, Mr. President?
Should all depositors be protected at all banks?
All right, thank you, everybody.
Well, I guess he just didn't want to say any more. Now, this all comes after the second U.S. bank collapsed over the weekend. A New York-based Signature Bank had more than $100 billion in assets at the end of last year, though it's now been shut down by U.S. regulators, joining the demise of California-based Silicon Valley Bank. Now, the top four largest U.S. banks have lost more than $52 billion in market value since the recent news of the collapse at Silicon Valley Bank. That California-based lender was highly involved with tech companies worldwide. The U.S. Treasury Secretary has said there would be no bailout, but has assured affected clients they will get some of their money back.
America's economy relies on a safe and sound banking system that can provide for the credit needs of our households and businesses. So whenever a bank, especially one like Silicon Valley Bank with billions of dollars in deposits, fails, it's clearly a concern.
And when the news of SVB's failure broke, desperate clients lined up to withdraw their funds as quickly as possible, but they were locked out. Images circulated online over the weekend showing queues of people. Some of them did not have the opportunity to get their money. And financial markets in Asia have felt the ripples of SVB's failure as concerns of a global domino effect continue to grow. Well, we can learn more right now across live to Managing Director of Medicis Advisors, Sumir Verma, to get the latest details on this story. A very warm welcome to you today, sir. Thank you for joining us on this program. But what a day. What a day we're seeing right now, keeping up with the headlines here, sir. SVB, Signature Bank, kaput. And shares in Asian banks are heading down the drain. In fact, trading stopped at the New York Stock Exchange. Tell me, Mr. Verma, just exactly where are we headed right now?
Well, that's a very difficult one to answer because, you know, all this seems to be happening in the U.S. And I can only comment on stuff that I can understand, which is out of India, right? So, and more on the tech area, to be honest.
What about, though, what about Joe Biden? After his speech of addressing the nation just now, he refused to respond to questions from journalists. Is it possible that he's just afraid to face the reality of what is potentially a dire situation of the economy? Biden makes his speech, Mr. Verma. He makes a speech, then they're asking questions, and he legs it. He gets out of there right through the back door.
No, I think it's just it's all happening as we speak right now. So I think, you know, probably they really want to get a sense about the extent of it before commenting, to be very honest, right? So, I mean, I think this is more akin to like an LTCM situation rather than a layman situation in my mind. So it's really about understanding because the financial system is a very interlinked system, right? So there are always these domino effects that keep happening. So I think it's just better to see how it's evolving in the next couple of days. And I think we'll get a clearer statement from them.
Mr. Verma, the former U.S. President Donald Trump has come out with a statement. I'd like to actually play this for you, if you will. But Mr. Trump's statement basically saying that a Great Depression is looming over America. Mr. Verma, just for a moment, have a listen to this.
With what is happening to our economy and with the proposals being made on the largest and dumbest tax increase in the history of the USA times five, Joe Biden will go down as the Herbert Hoover of the modern age. We will have a Great Depression far bigger and more powerful than that of 1929. As proof, the banks are already starting to collapse.
So Donald Trump is essentially saying, Mr. Verma, that that the U.S. right now is potentially facing the biggest collapse in nearly 100 years. How would you read into that? I mean, obviously, there could be a bit of politicking involved, right?
Yes, I would comment on that specifically. But I would say that, you see, this essentially got triggered because of the rate hikes at the end of the day, right? Silicon Valley Bank had a portfolio banks. So first of all, banks are in the business of managing asset liability mismatches. That's how they make their money. So you do take short-term debts and you do invest long-term. That's what banks do. The extent to what you do and how you manage the risks along with that is what makes banks good or bad in that sense. So and if you have so many banks and we have one or two of these cases happening, then, you know, I mean, it's a percentage at the end of the day, which is supposed to actually strengthen the system. But the point I was trying to make is that, look, essentially their portfolio went bad because of the rate hikes. And the rate hikes happened because they're trying to control inflation, right? So, and I think what we've been hearing now is that, hey, there may be no rate hikes happening right now. And will the inflation stay where it is? So that's a billion-dollar big question that I don't have the answer to. I think that's something that they'll need to work through. And inflation, if it does go up and they don't increase rates, the economy could suffer a bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is the thing, you know, Mr. Verma, people are talking about, you know, the risk of a contagion spread right now. And when you look at the structure of what is essentially a global banking system, the tentacles, you know, they run worldwide. And when one or two or three banks do collapse or do have an issue, it doesn't take much for the knock-on effect to suddenly happen worldwide. I wanted to ask you quickly, if I can, Mr. Verma, the CEO of a SVB bank sold $3.6 million in company stocks just 2 weeks before the bank basically collapsed. Is that a case of lucky timing or perhaps some valuable insider information? Your thoughts?
Yes. So I'll first answer the first part, really, that was there. I think, you know, there are systemic too large to fail type banks, which also mean that if they do get into trouble, then the entire financial economy can be in trouble. And you're right, there's a knock-on effect can be very global. So if you remember when Lehman Brothers went down, the impact was felt way into the European economies and even the Middle East economies, etc., right? Because people had invested a lot of money along with Lehman, which went down the tube. So, but essentially, I think none of these banks that are going down today fall in that category, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the Basel II norms were also not being applied on them because they didn't fall in the category. So I'm actually an optimist by nature. So I would say that, look, I think it will get contained one way or the other. Also, what? I think the next couple of days will really tell us the actual knock-on effect on others. But I'm hopeful because at least that Silicon Valley Bank is essentially, it has been catering to a very specific segment of clientele, right? So, some of the other banks, the issues, I know that some of the other banks have suffered because of crypto reasons and others in the past. So, and that's an evolving asset which will take its own toll, I think, as it matures. About the question about people selling stocks before, you know, I, if you and I were depositors of the Silicon Valley Bank right now, we would not like that at all, I'm sure. So I think the authorities are definitely going to look into that and ascertain whether, you know, it was a sale in a normal course of transaction. Was there more to it than that?
Well, it's seemingly just kicking off right now, or certainly coming to a head at the moment. Mr. Verma, I like how you say you're an optimist by nature, but there are some people that say the pessimist says it can't get any worse. The optimist says, oh, yes, it can. Managing Director of Medisys Advisors, Sumir Verma, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Tech companies are panicking, and experts fear that it could snowball into a new financial crisis, including former U.S. Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers.
It certainly is going to have very substantial consequences for Silicon Valley, for the economy of the whole venture sector, which has been dynamic, unless the government is able to assure that this situation is worked through.
The U.S. government says it's on it, with Joe Biden and the governor of California already discussing efforts to address the situation.
Over the last 48 hours, I've been in touch with the highest levels of leadership at the White House and Treasury. Everyone is working with Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to stabilize the situation as quickly as possible, to protect jobs, people's livelihoods, and the entire innovation ecosystem that has served as a tentpole for our economy.
And if that doesn't work out, maybe Elon Musk can save the day, since he's already tweeted that he's open to the idea of buying the bank. So what is SVB exactly? Well, it was founded in the early 80s and provided financing for almost half of U.S. venture-backed technology and healthcare startups. It was one of the top commercial banks in the U.S., with $209 billion in total assets at the end of 2022. So what happened? Well, SVB didn't expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates last year, which resulted in losses for the company. That, coupled with venture capital drying up and high borrowing costs, proved to be the perfect storm. SVB was forced to sell the entire bond portfolio, which resulted in a huge loss. And then they announced that they wanted to raise $2 billion fresh from investors, who said, "Nah, thanks." The next day, the run on the bank happened, and $42 billion were withdrawn, leaving them high and dry.
Good morning, everyone. Silicon Valley Bank is getting worse. Customers trying to pull millions of dollars out and can't. Online banking and mobile services showing unavailable for some customers. Stock down 60% pre-market. If the bank fails, it would be the second largest bank failure in U.S. history.
The ripple effects of the crash are being felt not only at home. SVB's UK subsidiary has been put into insolvency, and the UK government is now urgently figuring out a plan to try and minimize the damage to some of the country's most promising tech firms. And all this comes after a cry for help from about 180 tech companies, who sent a letter to UK Chancellor Jeremy Hunt calling him to intervene.
The loss of deposits has the potential to cripple the sector and set the ecosystem back 20 years. Many businesses will be sent into involuntary liquidation overnight. This crisis will start on Monday, and so we call on you to prevent it now.
And it's not just in the UK. SVB had branches in various countries, including Canada, China, Germany, and Israel. The concern is that the bank's failure could wipe out startups around the world. In China, clients were being urged to stay calm and told that operations there are independent and stable. In Brazil, founders of startups withdrew hundreds of millions of dollars as soon as word got out of the imminent collapse. But not everyone managed to get their funds in time, with a reported $10 million up in the air. You know who did manage to withdraw money in time? SVB's chief executive officer, Greg Becker. He sold $3.6 million of company stock less than 2 weeks before this all went down. Another interesting fact, SVB's chief administrative officer was none other than the CFO of Lehman Brothers. You know, the largest bankruptcy filing in U.S. history, which is thought to have played a major role in the global financial crisis of 2008. Yep, that one. So how did it get to this? Well, SVB didn't even have a chief risk officer for almost a year. And when they finally replaced the old one this January, the new one seemed more preoccupied in promoting every liberal cause out there rather than focusing on the train wreck ahead. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Clear how severe the fallout will be. Turns out the majority of SVB deposits weren't even insured, which takes things to a whole other level. Everyone is now on guard, hoping and likely praying that governments intervene and save them, and themselves for that matter, because we all know by now how one bank's collapse could lead to a worldwide economic wreck. So let's just hope that whoever is steering the solution here is not a crash test dummy.
We heard from Reg Nkosi, executive director of First Source Money, who warns that SVB's financial collapse will affect not only America, but a number of nations all around the world, including that of Africa.
African banks, especially in South Africa, are highly exposed, highly connected to the global markets. To the extent that they're so connected, the collapse of SVB is likely to affect African banks in quite a large way, and South Africa in particular. So we cannot ignore that collapse. That collapse is not just going to affect the American small banks, which are going to have a run most likely from Monday going on. They're going to affect the European banks, some Asian banks. And since South Africa and indeed some other African countries are connected to Europe, Asia, and indeed the US itself, so Africa will certainly be affected. Not all economies in Africa are that exposed, but you should see the first country, South Africa itself, is highly, highly exposed. It was perhaps the only country in 2008, 2007 that was far much more affected than the rest of the continent. So we expect South Africa to be on the watch list in Africa. And should South Africa begin to wobble as a consequence of this, then quite frankly, the rest of the continent may have to catch the cold.
Well, so analysts are raising concerns that these sudden bank collapses could essentially kick off some kind of domino effect all around the world. Well, we will keep you posted on air and online at rt.com.